Tidy Big Breakfast Show presents the Glenmidden Chronicles.
The Glenmidden crew have excelled themselves and come up with ways of actually making enough money to buy some new fuel. So the ship is now on its way to Ardrossan to pick up the cheapest chip fat oil they can find and get back on their route. However, on their way to their destination, an urgent fax comes through for the captain.
Captain, I have an urgent fax for you. Sandy gave it to me just before he narcoplexed.
We really have to have him seen to. Remind me the next time we're docked and I'll get a vet to look at him. Now let's see what this urgent fax has to say.
I don't think it'll say anything, Captain, but there might be something written on it.
Quite. Now, let me put my glasses on.
Are those new glasses, Captain? They are nice.
Yes, I got them from eBay. Used to belong to Jane McDonald, but she left them on the last cruise she was singing on, and the captain put them up for auction. I especially like the rhinestones round the rim.
How much did you get them for?
30 pence plus postage and packing of £8.95. A snip? Anyway, let's have a look at this fax. Dear Horatio McNelson, well, at least they got the name right. This is to inform you that the MV Glenmidden should make its way immediately to Ardrossan Harbour and be available for relief duties, as and when required. Apropos your contract, signed Fanny Gladwish, Secretary to Chairman Calmac Ferries.
What does it mean?
Oh, Dick, it's quite simple. They want us to be tied up in Ardrossan Harbour.
But, Captain, the last time we did that, we got arrested, remember?
The boat, Dick. They want the boat tied up in the harbour. Anyway, I thought I told you never to mention that incident again.
Sorry, Captain.
No matter, Dick. All water under the bulldogs now. It was fun, though. Anyway, get the crew assembled in the restaurant. I need to talk to them and let them know what's happening. And also, I quite fancy a cream horn.
So with that, Dick rushes round the ferry and gathers all the crew, somewhat like a collie does with sheep, I'm told. The captain is already in the restaurant when they arrive, and he is bristling with anticipation.
I am bristling with anticipation at what I have to tell you. The ferry is to make its way to Ardrossan Harbour and stay there to wait a possible relief duty. And you know what that means?
Aye, hours and hours of sitting around doing nothing.
Don't you worry, my pet. I'll keep your hands busy.
I'm sure you will. But I'm no having any of them canoodling stuff you tried on me last night. I thought we were being infested with bats.
Oh, no, that was just my new contraption I got from the Ann Summers party Dick and I went to last week. It's called a lust buster leather duster.
Aye, well, it's lethal. I thought my end had come.
Well, if you don't like it, I can always use it in the kitchen to give my eggs a good beating for the omelette.
Well, wait a minute. Dick and you went to an Ann Summers party last week. Dick, you didn't tell me that.
Oh, it was all my fault. I told them we had a big Dick on board, and the women were insistent that I bring him along.
It wasn't too bad, Captain. I got replacement batteries for your appliance, and also they gave me a free pair of boxer shorts. They have my name on the front, Big Dick, but I can always rub that off.
Dick, that's fine. We'll get down to your boxers later. In the meantime, I'm afraid Scotty was right. When he said it is going to be a lot of sitting around and waiting for some captain to call me for relief. Never mind, I'm sure we'll find something to do in Ardrossan.
Aye, and pigs will fly.
Doesn't sound as if the crew are that excited about being held up in Ardrossan for a couple of weeks. I must say, I don't really blame them. Ardrossan is hardly the sun-kissed port I'd like to be in for any length of time. Still, beggars can't be choosers. Ah, I believe that, through the wonders of the wireless set, we have reached the harbour and have docked. Let's see what excitement awaits them. Here, take a deep breath in. Is that no just the best in that?
Are you on drugs or something? All I can smell is the stench of rotten fish on the side of the harbour and a waft of stale buckfast every now and again.
See, it tucks me back to my childhood. We lived aside the sea at Greenock, right next to the woolen mills. If they're living with on, the smell of dead fish is like eau de cologne.
Is that why you smell it, Don? I thought it was because you never washed.
You're one to talk. Your breath would stun a pigeon at 50 paces.
Now, would you two stop bickering like a pair of old fishwives?
Oh, you can smell it too.
Scotty!
Oh, we've been here for 2 hours now, and I'm climbing the walls. What's it going to be like after 2 weeks?
The captain sent Dick down to the shop to buy a paper. Maybe there'll be something in there that we can be doing.
He's no sent him doing that on his own, has he? Jeez, don's like sending him into a cage of lions. He'll no survive.
Och, it's all right, my love. The captain has sent him in disguise. He's wearing a hoodie.
He doesn't hear a hoodie.
Well, actually, it's an old sweatshirt with a rain mate sewn onto the collar. But I'm sure it'll be fine. Look, here he is now, running down the pier.
Okay, so they have got their hands on a copy of the local newspaper. But is it going to contain anything worthwhile for them to do in the Ayrshire Riviera that is known as Ardrossan?
Captain, I don't want to go back out there. It's not nice.
Don't worry, Dick. The next time I'll make sure you have an escort.
What, like those ones in the paper you get delivered every week?
Well, I was thinking more of Scotty or even Maggie. Now let's see that newspaper.
I bought a couple of copies if you want to have a look.
Oh, isn't that kind of Dick? Thank you.
I will. Don says it all.
What does, my love?
The paper's called the Ardrossan Weekly Rag. And listen to this. Printed every Thursday except once a month when Brittany can't come in. And look, you'd be lucky if there were 6 pages in the thing. And it cost 65p. It's not a rag, it's a rip-off.
Here, I must go down to TK Maxx. They're having a sale on hoodies this weekend. Get 2 for the price of 1, or if the shop assistant isn't looking, get 2 for nothing.
Look at this. Someone has stolen a road hump from the main thoroughfare, and it's allowing boy racers to speed their rides through the area, scaring old age pensioners and those with short-sighted disabilities. Isn't that just dreadful, stealing a hump?
You'd better watch out in case they get their hands in yours. Oh, here. Look at this. Ardrossan is now the world champions at dominoes. Jeez, does the news no get any better than Don?
Oh, look at the front page headlines. 4 men took part in a charity weight loss and made £6.27 for their charity after losing a total of £3 in the last 6 weeks. Oh, that's nice.
4 men, 6 weeks and they only lost £3. Jeez, I can lose more than Don in a week just by eating what Don already did, which serves up in the ferry.
Are you casting aspersions on my food?
Well, someone needs to do something about it, because you certainly can't digest it. Look at the fit of the front page. Have you been robbed? If you've been robbed, get in touch with the paper and let us know. Aye, I've been robbed. I'll box your paper.
I've looked from cover to cover and I can't find any notice of church services. Do you think they have any? I would dearly love to see how the ministers deal with the sins of the locals.
That's probably why you can't find any church services. They're too busy dealing with the sins and confessions of the locals.
Scotty, I think you're being a bit hard on them. You don't know what these people are like. They may just be misunderstood. After all, we're all children of God.
Aye, well, if there is a God, and he does see kids, then he's no done a very good job of bringing these ones up. I come from Govan, and I always thought that was the septic tank of the world, but Nathan, and I mean Nathan, can compare with this lot. It's like Nightmare on Elm Street without the good parts.
Look at this, boys. There's a pub in town looking for a new, vibrant young band to play of an evening.
Where's that? I can't see it.
On page 3, right under the bit about the tits.
The tits?
Yes, look, there. The tits are causing havoc with the locals' milk bottle tops.
All right. I think I need my glasses on. This print keeps coming off in my hand.
Here, I'll read it. Ardrossan's famous pub, the Dodgy Liver, is looking for a new, exciting, vibrant band to play on Friday and Saturday nights. Must have own instruments and teeth and be cheap. Well, we're all of that.
I don't know, Torkel. These pub gigs can be a bit rowdy. I'd hate to end up prostrate on some beer-soaked floor.
What's he saying?
He says it might be dangerous. He doesn't want to end the evening prostrate on the floor.
Wait!
He doesn't want to be prostrate.
I will wait till he gets to my age. He'll ken all about prostates then. I'm a martyr to them.
Prostrate. Flat out. Not prostate. Doogie, we really need to get him some better cotton buds for his ears.
Oh, this is interesting.
Captain, you're still here. I thought you had passed out, you were so quiet.
No, Maggie, I've been studying the paper instead of looking at all the sensational items. If you all want to turn to page 5 and look down at the bottom left-hand side, just under the ad for the local funeral directors, it's very interesting.
What on on earth could the captain have spotted in the paper? Especially a paper that is only 6 pages thick and seemingly full of the most mind-blowingly dull news items. Well, I'm afraid we're all going to have to wait until next week to find out. Will the Eriskinoys get the job at the pub? Will the Reverend save the sinners? Will Cliff Richard ever get older? Some of these answers next week, same time, same channel, on the Glenmidden Chronicles.
You have been listening to the Glenmidden Chronicles. Voices supplied in no particular order by John Wilson, Nick Wakeham, Shona Campbell, and John Grundy. The series was devised by John Grundy and written by Nick Wakeham. This has been an Old Mission House production.